afternoon. It's the Big Wednesday Show. It's offbeat news and trivia. I'm Nate Redmond, and I'm glad you're here. I'm right here in Air Chair 1 in the beautiful city of Marion, and we are ready to roll. Got lots of things for you, including the Weird Word of the Week, Trivia, Ladies Corner, Ohio News, and the list goes on and on. So I hope you can be here up until 5 o'clock. We are live on this Wednesday afternoon. Our thanks to Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing for supporting today's broadcast. Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing is family operated with 5 years' experience. Their telephone number, 614-735-3461. That's 614-735-3461. Facebook, Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing. And our thanks so much to Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing for supporting today's broadcast. Well, we've got some cool things for you today. Everyone that calls in and answers a trivia question will be put in a drawing for a $5 gift card to Steak and Shake. Yes, indeed. Steak and Shake today. We'll draw a name at 4:55 this afternoon like we usually do. And also, your name will be included for the May 10th drawing for 2 tickets for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's the WWGH Amazing Giveaway. So you can check that out. 2 for the price of 1. Just give me a call and you'll be put in 2 drawings. $5 gift card for $4.55 this afternoon to Steak and Shake. And 2 tickets for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That drawing on May 10th. So get ready to roll, 740-383-9944. And here's the trivia questions. Who is the voice of Donkey from the Shrek series? Who is the voice of Donkey from the Shrek series? Who was the first winner on American Idol? Can you tell me who was the first winner on American Idol? Which race car driver became the first woman to win the IndyCar series? Which race car driver became the first woman to win the IndyCar series? 740-383-9944. Which country has the most people? Which country has the most people? On what holiday is it traditional to eat corned beef and cabbage? On what holiday is it traditional to eat corned beef and cabbage? 740-383-9944. Give me a call and I'll put you in a drawing for a $5 Steak and Shake gift card. And you'll also be included for the May 10th drawing for 2 tickets for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So light my phone lines up. I would appreciate it. Be nice to talk to you this afternoon live on a Wednesday. Right now it's about 20 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock. An Australian barista broke a Guinness World Record when she made 420 cappuccinos in the space of a single hour. One moment, we have a phone call coming in. WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Yeah, is it New Year's when you eat corned beef and cabbage?
Not New Year's, but it's a couple months later than that. You want to try again?
Not right at the moment.
Well, that's okay. Hey, you know, my rules are you just got to call and answer a trivia question. You don't necessarily have to get it right. So I'll still put you in the drawing, okay?
Okay.
All right, who's this? Oh, didn't get a name there. Yeah, that's right. You just got to call and answer a trivia question here at Offbeat News and Trivia. We're easy on you. Call back. I'll put you in the drawing. An Australian barista broke a Guinness World Record when she made 420 cappuccinos in the space of a single hour. Liza Thomas, who attempted the record to mark the opening of the Returned in Service League of Australia's new social cafe on Bribie Island in Queensland, captured the Guinness World Record for most cappuccinos made in an hour, the record-keeping organization confirmed. Thomas followed the guidelines for the record by using a commercially available and manufactured coffee machine, which outputs a maximum of 4 espresso shots at one time, and timed out her process so she made 7 5-ounce cups of the hot beverage every minute. The cappuccinos were distributed among visitors to the cafe as Thomas finished them, Guinness said. That's moving, I'll tell you what. 420 cappuccinos in the space of a single hour. Hey, you can send one of those cappuccinos my way. I'm a fan of the cappuccino, for sure. An Ohio woman said she thought her young daughter's imagination was running wild. Why? Well, for 3 days, she discovered an opossum living in the closet. Caitlin Birch said in a Twitter post responding to another person who had a pet hamster story that she had her own struggle with a loose animal in the house. Birch shared a photo of the animal lurking among the toys in the closet. Quote, "Hi, this possum was living in my children's bedroom for 3 days before we believed them," she tweeted. Birch said her daughters had been complaining for 3 days about a creature in their closet. Yes, the creature in the closet. But she and her husband checked out the room and decided they were playing make-believe, because at first, they didn't see it. Well, she said her husband carried the possum outside and released it into the woods. WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Yeah, is it St. Patrick's Day when you eat cornbeef and cabbage?
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day, that's right. Who's this, and we'll put you in the drawings?
My name's Brenda Griffith.
Brenda Griffith. Well, Brenda, it's good having you listening to the program today. Thanks so much for calling in.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. If you'd like to be put in the drawing for a $5 Steak and Shake gift card, or for those 2 tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's pretty cool stuff. It is time for On This Day in History, May the 1st. Yes, indeed, the 1st of May already. I mowed grass for the first time today. You talk about a procrastinator, that was me. Fired that mower up, got out there, and got with it. Mowed that grass. I think it looks pretty good. My wife Amber's here in the studio with me today, and she did some weed whacking, and she did a good job too. So we got those both fired up, got out there and did some lawn work today. Thought it was going to rain on us, but it didn't. I think some rain's supposed to be moving in this afternoon, but so far so good. But on this day in history, May 1st of 1486, Christopher Columbus convinced Queen Isabella to fund an expedition to the West Indies. 1707, England, Wales, and Scotland were united to form Great Britain. 1751, America's first cricket tournament was held in New York City. 1805, the state of Virginia passed a law requiring all freed slaves to leave the state or risk either imprisonment or deportation. 1863, on this date in Virginia, the Battle of Chancellorsville began. General Robert E. Lee's forces began fighting with Union troops under General Joseph Hooker. Confederate General Stonewall Jackson was mortally wounded by his own soldiers in this battle. 1867, Reconstruction in the South began with black voter registration. 1877, U.S. President Rutherford B. Hayes withdrew all federal troops from the South, ending Reconstruction. On this day in history, in 1883, William F. Cody, Buffalo Bill, had his first Wild West show. 1884, the construction of the first American 10-story building began in Chicago, Illinois. They probably back then thought that was a pretty good skyscraper. And on this date in 1889, Asa Candler published a full-page advertisement in the Atlanta Journal proclaiming his wholesale and retail drug business as sole proprietors of Coca-Cola. Delicious, refreshing, exhilarating, and invigorating, he said. Mr. Candler did not actually achieve sole ownership until 1891 at a cost of $2,300. So yes, indeed, he had to pay to be the official Coca-Cola sponsor, I guess you'd say, back then. Well, that's what happened on this day in history. Here's what's happening now, and that is trivia. I'm going to add one about Spider-Man now. Spider-Man can shoot webs from his wrists. He uses these webs to do what? There are several answers to this one. Spidey, yes. Spider-Man can shoot webs from his wrists. He uses these webs to do what? Who is the voice of Donkey from the Shrek series? Who is the voice of Donkey from the Shrek series? 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. Give me a call. I'll put you in a drawing for a $5 gift card to Steak and Shake and for two tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We'll do the drawing for the Steak and Shake gift card this afternoon at 4:55, and the two tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will happen on May the 10th. It's the WWGH Amazing Giveaway for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Let's see, did I ask you who was the first winner on American Idol? And let's see, which race car driver became the first woman to win the IndyCar series? Telephone number, or telephone coming in. WWGH Radio, you're on the air.
Hello, Nate, how's it going today?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I think your donkey answer is Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy is correct. Is this my friend Ralph?
Sure is.
Hey, how you doing? I thought I recognized your voice.
Well, good. Yeah, yeah. Enjoy your show. I enjoy all of them, but, you know, trying to keep up with them, you know.
Yeah, adding new shows all the time.
Yeah, I got to wait for the weekend and see how that other one goes.
Yeah, Weasel Boy coming, yeah. 7:15 until 10 on Saturday morning.
Right.
That'll be something else, won't it?
Yeah, figure how it goes. You know, they talk one way with it about dangerous, and we'll just have to see how it's going to go.
That's right. You having a good day today?
Oh, yeah. I just got done mowing.
Yeah, I did that today, too.
Yeah. Trying to catch up because I thought it was going to rain, but kind of turned off a little bit.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. We appreciate it, and I've got you signed up for both the drawings.
All right, Nate. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Have a good one.
You bye-bye. Too. Bye-bye. 740-383-9944. Can you tell me which country has the most people? Which country has the most people? I'm going to have to hold on this call. Caller, can you hold on through the break for me?
Oh, yes.
Okay, hang on just a minute. We got to take a couple-minute break, and I'll be right back with you, all right?
All right.
All right. You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond here. We'll be back right after this on WWGH.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center. You hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Scott, did you know that Martha Dallas and George Casillas were taught to dance by Marion, native and Miss America, Marilyn Meskey?
I had heard that.
What you didn't know was that after Marilyn taught them how to dance, that George gave her a gift.
Oh, really? What was that?
Two jugs of olive oil and a box of lemons.
George's calling card, WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
And we are back. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
All right. And did you have a trivia question you wanted to answer?
Yeah, the American Idol, Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson, that is correct. All right. All right, what's your name, and I'll get you signed up for these two drawings.
Kevin Griffith.
Kevin Griffith?
Yes.
All right, Kevin. We got your name down, and we'll put you in the drawing for that Steak and Shake and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame tickets, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for listening, all right? Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. Want to tell you about the Hall of Flame. Hall of Flame in Cincinnati. Just about every kid at some time wants to be a firefighter, and 9/11 reaffirmed the courage of these dedicated and brave civil servants. Got a phone call coming in. WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
I know how Spider-Man uses his web. He uses them to catch the bad guys and swing around all the city.
That's exactly right. Very good. And what is your name, and I'll put you in the drawing?
Allison Braden.
Allison Braden. Very good. Are you a big fan of Spider-Man?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you for calling me, and I'll put you in those drawings, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Allison. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Good to have the younger audience listening today at 740-383-9944. Yes, that's what I had down, to snare the bad guys. Also had to jump from building to building and snare the bad guys and blindfold criminals. That's exactly what I had. All right, the Hall of Flame in Cincinnati. In addition to having lots of hot memorabilia, the Cincinnati Fire Museum claims to be the only museum that saves lives. Located in a 1907 National Register firehouse, it chronicles more than 200 years of firefighting history with leather fire buckets, silver trumpets, a gigantic 1808 fire drum, and the oldest surviving fire engine in Cincinnati, an 1836 Hunman hand pumper. The Fox, a shiny red fire engine made by Aarons Fox of Cincinnati, seems about to leap through the doors and dash to a fire, according to the museum's website. You can also learn about the bomb squad, chemical spills, and the jaws of life through interactive computers. Of the 25,000 visitors a year, more than half of them are children. And while they're more likely to slide down the pole, turn on the lights, siren, and bell for all those exciting special effects, and drive a modern emergency one fire engine cab than, say, Grandma and Grandpa, more importantly, they get to learn about fire safety during the museum's education program and tour. Young visitors are briefed on proper exit procedures, participate in an old-time hands-on bucket brigade, and visit the safe home. Here they'll come to understand not to hide under the bed or in the closet during fire rescue efforts. They learn how to stop, drop, and roll. I learned that as a kid. Remember the stop, drop, and roll thing? Yes. And not to play with matches or lighters or put Fluffy in the microwave. Okay, maybe not the last thing. But after visiting this museum, sitting down with family members and figuring out an emergency exit plan is in order. And that goes for grown-ups, too. So this sounds like a neat place to visit if you're in Cincinnati. The Fire Museum down there. Pretty cool stuff. Well, it is time to head down the hallway and to our little classroom with our little chalkboard. It is time for the weird word of the week. And I've written the word on the chalkboard for today, and it's frisson. Frisson. F-R-I-S-S-O-N. Frisson. It's a noun. It means a sudden passing sensation of excitement, a shudder of emotion, a thrill. The origin of the word frisson goes way back to 1770 to the 1780s. Frisson, F-R-I-S-S-O-N, a noun, meaning a sudden passing sensation of excitement, a shudder of emotion, or a thrill. So remember that. I might quiz you on that later, for sure. 4:37 the time. You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, here in Air Chair 1. We are live on a Wednesday afternoon, a cloudy Wednesday afternoon, right here at WWGH in the beautiful city of Marion. And let me see. I'm going to add some more trivia on here because we've got some answered. Which race car driver became the first woman to win the IndyCar series? We've had this one. Which race car driver became the first woman to win the IndyCar series? 740-383-9944. I'll put you in a drawing for $4.55 this afternoon for a $5 gift card to Steak and Shake. You can go out and enjoy Steak and Shake with your family and friends. Well, maybe not for $5, but at least take care of yourself. In the May 10th drawing, we'll put you in that one for 2 tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So that'd be pretty cool, too. Can you tell me which country has the most people? Which country has the most people? And I just about gave you one I already got the answer to. We got the St. Patrick's Day question. The Big Apple is a nickname for which city? The Big Apple is a nickname for which city? Which monument was a gift to the United States from France? Which monument was a gift to the United States from France? WWGH Radio, we're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, that would Big Apple would be New York.
That would absolutely be New York. Who's this? We'll put you in the drawing.
Becky Thacker.
Hey, Becky, how you doing today?
Good. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic today on this cloudy Wednesday.
Yeah.
All right. We'll put you in both drawings, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Becky. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Yeah. At this rate, maybe we'll get all these mentioned today. And my last trivia question I have for you. Which holiday special has been shown on TV the most years in a row? Which holiday special has been shown on TV the most years in a row? Can you tell me that? 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. Give me a call, just like this caller's doing now. WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Hey, yo, is it China, the one for the most population?
Yes, it is China. That is correct. What's your name, and we'll get you signed up for these two drawings.
My name's Brenda Griffith.
Brenda Griffith. All right, Brenda. All right, we got you in. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Bye-bye. 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. And we appreciate everybody giving us a ring, like this caller's doing right now. WWGH Radio, we're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, what was donated from France was the Statue of Liberty.
Yes, it was the Statue of Liberty. That's correct. Who's this? And we'll get you signed up for these drawings.
Brenda Jones.
Brenda Jones. All right. Thank you so much for listening out there and giving me a call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye. All right. We are on the verge of running out of trivia questions for today. This is a good problem to have. I only have two left, as a matter of fact. I'll give you the two I have left. Which race car driver became the first woman to win the Indy Car Series? And which holiday special has been shown on TV the most years in a row? Those are the two I've got left. So if you know, 740-383-9944. If I get the answer to those two, I might have to come up with something else. Another caller coming in. WWGH Radio, we're on the radio. Hi.
Hi there. Your movie would be It's a Great Life?
Not It's a Great Life, no, but I'll tell you what. You called in, so I'm going to go ahead and put you in the drawing, okay?
Okay.
All right, and who's this?
Catherine Martin.
Catherine Martin?
Uh-huh.
All right, Catherine. Well, thanks so much for listening out there and taking time to give me a call, okay?
Okay, then. Would it be Judy Garland?
Not Judy Garland. It's. I'll give you a hint. It's an animated movie.
Oh, an animated. I'll have to think about it.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a hint. It's a Christmas. It has to do. It's a Christmas movie.
Huh. Rudolph?
Yes! Rudolph!
Okay.
That is correct. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is the one that has been shown on TV the most years in a row.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. You got it.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. We've got one more question. We're coming in on a break here in just about 1 minute. And the question that we have left is, which race car driver became the first woman to win the IndyCar Series? That's what we got left. I got my wife Amber here in the studio. Maybe you can come up with one or two more trivia questions real quick for me on the fly. And we can give them to the folks since we've got the calls coming in this afternoon. I thought we had enough trivia questions, but hey, the phones are ringing, and we love it when the phones are ringing, for sure. Let's see, we've got Ladies' Corner coming up after the break, but we are getting ready to break here in 30 seconds. By the way, you can shoot me an email anytime you'd like. My email address is radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com. You can also find me on Facebook by just searching in Radio Nate into Facebook. That's Radio Nate into Facebook. We'll be right back. Nate Redmond here. Thanks for listening.
Ted, I remember so well when you announced you were going to run for president on my show.
I do too. But after a while, I decided to get out of the race.
Why was that?
Well, I didn't want to move to a bad neighborhood.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
And we are back. Nate Redmond in Air Chair 1 and the ever so comfortable Air Chair 1 in the beautiful studios of WWGH. I've got some more trivia questions here on the fly. The one I've been looking for a little bit is, which race car driver became the first woman to win the IndyCar series? Also, what is the name of the pirate in Peter Pan? Can you tell me that one? Yes, indeed. What is the name of the pirate in Peter Pan? 740-383-9944. He's smarter than the average bear, but what's the name of the most famous resident of Jellystone Park? How many holes are there on a golf course? Oh, this one's a simple one. How many holes are there on a golf course? And how many lungs do humans normally have? How many lungs do humans normally have? All right, 740-383-9944. WWGH Radio, we're on the air. Hi.
Hi.
Did you want to answer a trivia question?
Yes, that one, Smokey the Bear.
Well, not Smokey, but it is a bear. It's close.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'll still sign you up for the drawing, though. What's your name, and I'll put you in. Oh, never mind. Call back, and I'll still put you in. 740-383-9944. It is a bear, but it's not Smokey. It is time for Ladies' Corner. And today, I have another recipe that my wife Amber has conjured up for us. And you can find this on my Facebook page if you just go to Radio Nate. Just search that in the Facebook bar, Radio Nate. And you can find this there. Garlic and chive mashed potatoes. Here's what you need. If this sounds good, just go to the Facebook and you can copy it down. 3 pounds of russet potatoes peeled and cut into 2-inch pieces. WWGH Radio, we're on the air. Hi.
Hi, is it Captain Hook?
Captain Hook, that is right. Very good. And who's this? We'll get you signed up for the drawing.
Kevin Griffith.
All right. Well, thanks for your call and thanks for listening, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. It'd be nice if we went through all those, too. Okay, garlic and chive mashed potatoes. 3 pounds of russet potatoes, 2 cloves of garlic peeled, 1 1/3 cups reduced fat milk, 3 tablespoons of unsalted butter diced, 1/2 cup sour cream, 2 tablespoons thinly sliced fresh chives, 1 teaspoon salt, 3/4 teaspoon of ground pepper. And I'll tell you what to mix up here in just a moment. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on air.
Yogi Bear is smarter than the average bear.
Yogi Bear, that is correct. And who am I talking to? I'll get you
Becky
signed
Thacker.
Up.
Becky Thacker.
Becky Thacker. Okay. All right. We got you in the mix here. Okay. Well, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Yes. Yogi Bear is smarter than the average bear. He also likes picnic baskets, too, doesn't he? All right. Here's how you mix up those garlic and chive mashed potatoes. Place potatoes and garlic in a large saucepan and cover with water by 1 inch. Cover and bring to boil over high heat. Reduce heat to a simmer and cook covered until the potatoes are very tender, 13 to 15 minutes. Meanwhile, combine milk and butter in a small saucepan. Bring to a simmer over medium heat. Then immediately remove from heat. Drain the potatoes and return to the pan. Mash with a potato masher and you have garlic and chive mashed potatoes. Once again, you can find that on our Facebook page. I think we need to thank our supporter one more time. Our thanks to Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing for supporting today's broadcast. Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing is family operated with 5 years experience. Their telephone number is 614-735-3461. That's 614-735-3461. Facebook, Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing. So thanks so much to our supporter, Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing, for underwriting today's broadcast. We do appreciate it very much. We've got 3 minutes to go until we do our drawing. And the trivia questions we have left are these. Which race car driver became the first woman to win the IndyCar series? Which race car driver became the first woman to win the IndyCar series? WWGH Radio. Hi, we're on the air.
Well, Nate, would you be talking about Dana Kirkpatrick?
I'm talking about Dana Kirkpatrick. Yes, I am. I was wondering if I'd get that one.
Yeah, well, I don't like calling in about twice, but I figured you're getting close to the end, so I'd call in.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. This Ralph?
Yeah, this Ralph.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
All right, Nate.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, I've got two trivia questions left. How many holes are there on a golf course? That's an easy one. And how many lungs do humans normally have? Two very easy questions if you want to hop on this real quick. We've got 1 minute till the drawing. 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. And my wife Amber's getting these names all ready to go, and we'll find out who the winner is of the Steak and Shake gift card. And then we'll put your names also in the drawing for the May 10th amazing giveaway, the WWGH amazing giveaway for 2 tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We'll put you in for that. Phone call coming in. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, so 18 holes in the golf course.
18 holes in the golf course, that's correct. And who's this?
My name's Brenda Griffith.
All right. Well, thank you so much, all right?
All right, bye.
Bye. All right. Very good. That takes care of that. And it is now, I'll give a couple seconds left, it is now 4:55. And time for the drawing. My wife Amber has them all mixed up. And the winner is Catherine Martin. Catherine Martin. Congratulations, Catherine, for winning the $5 Steak and Shake gift card. And you can pick that up here at the WWGH studios Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll pull up our address real quick because since I'm still newer to the station, I don't have it memorized yet. But I will get it in just a moment on my handy little cell phone. We are at 559 East Center Street in the basement offices. That's 559 East Center Street in the basement offices. And Catherine, Martin, you can pick that up right here, and we'll have that on hold for you. And we'll also, of course, make sure you get in the drawing for the two tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So, very good. With the remaining time I have left, I'm going to tell you about the story that I promoted on my Facebook page, the Big Idaho Potato Hotel. A giant potato sculpture built to promote Idaho's spud farmers is being converted into the Big Idaho Potato Hotel, a single-room accommodation. The Big Idaho, The Big Idaho Potato Sculpture, which measures 28 feet long, 12 feet wide, and 11.5 feet tall, was constructed by the Idaho Potato Commission to mark its 75th anniversary in 2012 and was taken on tour for 7 years to promote the crop. The steel, plaster, and concrete sculpture was retired when the commission decided to build another one. Christy Wolf, who was on the Big Idaho Potatoes tour team, offered to put her expertise as a tiny house builder to use and convert the original sculpture into a single-room hotel. The Big Idaho Potato Hotel has now been outfitted with insulation, a wood floor, electricity, running water, heating, and air conditioning. The room is furnished with queen-size bed, two chairs, and an antler chandelier. The hotel is listed on Airbnb for $200 a night, and reservations begin in late May. How would you like to stay in a big hotel? Quickly, an alligator stole the show at a PGA Tour stop in Louisiana when it quickly won a battle with a snake and made a meal of the smaller reptile. The Tour tweeted a short video showing the gator devouring the snake during the Zurich Classic of New Orleans at TPC Louisiana in Avondale, one of the PGA Tour's annual stops. When snake meets gator, nature is scary in New Orleans, the tweet said. Alligators are especially active right now because of mating season. Well, it's been a fun ride this afternoon. I've enjoyed it. I really appreciate it when you folks give me a call and answer the trivia questions. Sometimes when you don't have the phone ringing, it gets kind of boring sitting here talking to yourself. So I really appreciate the phone calls. And if you want to call every week, that would be fine by me. We'll put you in the drawing for different gift cards each week or prizes from the radio station or whatever we have planned. That is what we'll do for sure. And it's quitting time. Thanks again to our sponsor, Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing, our supporter, rather. And with 5 years' experience and family-operated, their telephone number is 614-735-3461. Remember, you can send me an email, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. I'll see you next Wednesday between 4:15 and 5 o'clock, right back here.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Evers, and I'll be on 10 to 12 today, and welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
What you, who are listening today, to invest your time and energy in this radio station. I think it's an interesting experiment. We're having a lot of fun doing it. But by your support, you can possibly arrange for them to get a better heater in the studio, because we talked about this last night.
Here we go.
That space heater just isn't doing the job. I have my parka on
that I wore in the car to come to work this morning.
3 minutes in, and we're already on the heater again.
I'm sorry. It's killing me here.
No, let me tell the story about the heat.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's get into this right away off the bat. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com. Thomas Lawn Service for all your lawn care and landscaping needs. Telephone number 740-751-1783. The WWGH Radio prize policy is as follows. You have 10 days from the day you win the prize to pick the prize up. You can only win once every 30 days. WWGH Radio staff reserves the right to question any and all prize winnings. The WWGH offices are open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for prize pickup. The WWGH offices are located at 559 East Center Street in the lower level of the Beltone Building. Thank you so much for playing fair.
This is Patty Wooster with Marion Midget Football, a staple of the Marion community for over 45 years, providing sportsmanship, friendship, and exciting competition. To our Marion youth, 740-382-4558.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from The Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prosperity.